Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're holding today on Daf Nun Ches. And I wish I could tell you it was a Noah kind of Daf. But we're holding still in the middle of a sugya that is rather complex. Again, let's remember what happened. We went to the beginning of this parak to discuss the nature of Bia in terms of Kinyan Yevama, Isser Erva, Pasaling and Isha, Isser Lavin, went on to take a look at it in terms of Kinyan Isha as well in the Gemara. The next Mishnah discussed the relationship of even pre-Bia to some of these in Yanim of Psul, and the concept called Mishtamer Kabiya Psula. And we found that there's a machlokas here in this Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon about whether we can extend Psul, which we were talking about over there, is dependent on the first Mishnah. We were talking about the nature of an actual Bia, so it meant the Darka, Okidarka, Harog, Marbia. So here we're talking about even pre-Bia. Kiddushin alone would also create an Isser. Now, in the Gemara, we raised a new question in the context of that Mishnah, and we wanted to know what the din would be Lagabe Chuppah. Now, Lagabe Chuppah, we have two very different interpretations of the Gemara's question. Rashi's interpretation of the question is, what is the halacha of Chuppah without Kiddushin? How do we look at Chuppah? Would a Chuppah itself be considered to be the same as Mishtameret Leviya Psula, or is it different because there's no Kinyan per se in terms of the, or not the same type of Kinyan? Now, the way Tosfos understands Rashi is that actually both now, Rav and Shmuel, who argue over here about the idea of whether Yesh Biyav Psulot or Ein Biyav Psulot, is it possible for us to have a concept of Biyav in a case where you cannot actually end up marrying this woman? So although Kiddushin is Chal and so on, but we're going to force you to get apart. So the whole idea of Bia means to bring a woman into your home and to be able to be Mekurav together, to live as man and wife. That can't really be done in this case. And then the question is, how do we view the Chuppah in a case where there's a Psul? So Tosfos understands the question is, we agree, we're holding like the famous sheet of Ravuna. Ravuna would say that Chuppah is an alternative Kinyan. But there's actually a Kinyan called Chuppah, not only Kesef Shtar and Bia, and that skipping Kesef Shtar and Bia, there's a Kinyan called Chuppah. So now, Rav is talking about it. Rav holds that in the same way that Kiddushe, the Kiddushin now, is a Kiddushin aspect of Chuppah, not the Chuppah aspect of Chuppah. The same Kiddushin aspect of Chuppah is Kena with normal women, it would be Kena with Pasul women, the same way normal Kiddushin is Kena even with Pasul women, unless it's an Isser Koris, where we're with Rabbi Akiva, an Isser Lav, but normally we would say it would be Kena. If that's the case, then it would be Kena with Psulas as well. So that would be then we would be applying the same halacha. Okay? On the other hand, if you hold that Chuppah is something that requires, as a matter of fact, according to Rav, it says even better. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah hold Kiddusha Kesev would not be considered to be Mishtameret. Okay, Kiddushin, you know, big deal, but Chuppah, I mean, we're already like holding by your bed. I mean, that's already for sure. That's a deeper type of Mishtameret, the Bia Psula. I hold even they would agree that if we're talking about Chuppah without the other types of Kiddush, we're going to leave it to Ravuna, that for sure would be called Mishtameret Leviya Psula Dioraita, and all would be agreed that such a thing passes a woman from Achilas Tshuva. Chuppah means taking her underneath a camel. Nothing to do with Brachot. Brachot and Amakim woman yet. It's not the bracha, it's the sense of bringing her into home. A lot of different shittas, what precisely the chuppah is. Here, it's not the normal chuppah. It's a Kinyan Kiddushin al Yedei chuppah. Don't confuse the two. This is how Tosfos is understanding it. Ravuna, Shita, and Gemara. In Kiddushin is that if, it's a Kal v'chomer, if chuppah makes Nisuin, of course it's going to make Kiddushin. Why? How could it be less of a Kinyan? It's not our sugya. We don't have to worry our heads about it right now. But this is how Tosfos understands it. It's all predicated on the idea of Chuppah being a Kenyan. And therefore, Rav is saying, so for sure, it's going to pass, or if it's Mishtamer, it'll be a Psula. And there, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishmael would agree that it was sufficient to pass. On the other hand, Shmuel comes along and says, there's no such, how can there be a chuppah for a woman who's Psula? It violates the idea of chuppah. Isn't the whole idea of chuppah is that it creates a certain relationship that is part of marriage? So it's a kiruv. There is no such kiruv over here. Because she's a surah babia. What kind of kiruv is it to have a woman that you can't sleep with, or the bezin is going to force you apart? That's not called kiruv. So if it's psulais, it's bechlal, not a chuppah. That's the point, according to him. There's no such thing as a chuppah. There's no such thing as a chuppah, so why would there be a psulam mishtamer to be? There's bechlal, no kiruv. Good. Tosis doesn't like that. We'll see in the Gemara later today why he doesn't. I'll go over it again. Why he doesn't like that pshat. Tosfos says that's not the issue. The issue over here is there was kiddushin. We're not talking about a chuppah that's taking the place of kiddushin. What we're trying to do is look at the end of the Mishnah. It's not a new circuit. This is now looking at the last part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah said that in the event that she's no longer Mishtameret L'Biyah Psula, the guy dies. So now she's not Mishtameret L'Biyah Psula. Okay, so now what happens to her? So me and Ha'erusin, she goes back, she was eating before Truma, she goes back to Truma now. But me and Anisuin, she doesn't. Oh, question therefore is, what do you mean by me and Anisuin? That's the question. Is there such a thing as a chuppah that passels Nisuin, or does Nisuin mean the bia passels? There's no such thing as a chuppah per se. That would be passeling, and therefore, if you made a chuppah for a iser over here to the kuhuna, that's not a chuppah bichlal. So how could it passel? Okay. For sure, again, there's no such thing as a chuppah of psulais that should have a din as if she was nivala, if there's no such thing as a chuppah in that sense. Whereas Rav says that if she was nisalmana or nisgarsha, min hanisuim alone, without bia, amazingly enough, she would become permanently maimed by it, because the relationship of Nisuin per se, without Bia, is sufficient to create the state of the Isser Legabe not returning back to her father's home. Now, as far as the question of whether she has a din of Chalala, that's a different issue, which we'll see later on. It ain't necessarily so that this applies to the din of Chalala, and indeed, those of you who participate in Yerushalmi, we'll remember that in the Yerushalmi, the din of Chalala is built on Shikva Zara. So therefore, we have an additional stage. We have the Hara, we have the Gmarbia, and we have the Lashon in the Yerushalmi is actual Plita, actual ejaculation. That Shikva Zara is necessary in order to create a Chalala. Lo Yechalel Zaro. Let's say Zaro. It's a reference literally to his seed. So unless there was Zaro that was involved, there's no creation of Chalalut. That's the Rishami's Kiddush. We'll see in the Bavli how they deal with that later on. But let's not think that the issue over here is whether she's a Chalala. The issue is whether she's Choseret Lebeit Aviyah. The Torah says once she's in the sewer, she's not Choseret Lebeit Aviyah. So maybe without Bia, she's already not Choseret Lebeit Aviyah. You now cannot have her eat Truma. Good. Again, this is consistent with the Pshat and Rashi, which Tosfos says the only right way to learn the sugya, all back in the beginning, is that we're talking about a Bat Kohen, because he changed the Girsa before. It gets a little bit more complicated, according to the other Lashon, as we'll see, but let's not overdo the level of complication. That's what we were talking about, the Machlok, okay? So we had a major question. According to Rav, everybody would agree, Yesh Chupalip Sulot, and therefore, she's for sure considered to be unable to eat truma. According to Shmuel, for sure nobody would hold that a chuppah is considered to passel her. Again, according to Rashi, without kedushin, according to Tosfos, with kedushin. And then we had a third shita. And the third shita, let's review it today, one line up from the bottom of Amud Beis. The third shita is the shita of Rami Bar Chava. Rami Bar Chama says, I disagree with both of you. The fact is that there is no agreement in one direction or another between the Tanoim and the Mishnah when it comes to Chuppah. Rav is claiming they're both going to agree for sure that she's psula. Shmuel is agreeing they're both going to agree that for sure she's not psula. And I'm telling you, whatever they held about Kedushin, that's what they hold about the book. So this now represents a third shita. So Rami Bar Chomi says, Choma says, Yesh kupa l'psulot, bonu l'machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Now look, gentlemen, according to Rashi, this makes sense. Right? Because according to Rashi, we're talking about chuppah as a variant of Kedushin. We're taking the place of Kedushin. According to Tosis, this is nonsensical. But there's no connection between the two issues. The din of mishtameret l'bia psula has something to do with the question of whether a guy who did chuppah without bia is considered to have pasul. Well, there's no connection at all. It's no logical connection for us to say, le Rebbe Meir d'arma kedushin pasul chuppah nami pasul. Remember, this makes no sense according to Tosis, because according to Tosis, we're not talking about a chuppah that's taking the place of the Kedushin. We're talking about the other case in the Mishnah. The guy died after doing a chuppah without bia, right? So what does that have to do with Mishnah Meret or bia psula? So Tosis, this is Tosis' weak point. Very weak point. So Tosis says, well, what he must mean to say is, look, if Rabbi Meir is so machmir that even a kedushin is enough to possible while she's married, as if she had already been nivellet, so for sure he would hold that chuppah passes her after she's married. Now, you can see that, boy, that is a very balabatish kind of argument. I mean, what, you know, so in general, he's machmir, he's probably machmir about that as well. Okay, but Tosis is pushed into that wise push, we'll see. But this is how he's learning the sugya. Throughout. Okay. Says the Gemara today on the third line in Chesamad Aleph, Umima, what makes you think that there's any connection, Rami Bar Chama, between the two Shitas? Dilma at Kamar Kamar Rabbi Meir Hasan Alak Bedushin de Kanila. Abachopadalo Kanila La. I don't understand. Now, this is very this is what Tosis has a problem with Rashi. If Rashi all along was based on the idea that chuppah is a kinyan that takes the place of kedushin, so then these words make no sense. The kedushin de konila, but chuppah du lo konila lo. Chuppah for sure is not kinyan. I understand that. That was the point the Rav was making, that it is kinyan. I mean, what are we, I mean, how are we so sure about that? So in Achinami, there's some who learn, they change the girsa, not from du lo konila, but that lo kanila, maybe not. In other words, who's to say that necessarily the Tanoim and the Mishnah would necessarily agree with you? Maybe it isn't Canaan. Fine, okay, so let's say that. Lo. And therefore, by chuppah, since there's possibly no kinyan, then maybe nobody would hold. If they hold there's no kinyan, maybe they wouldn't hold that she would be called the equivalent of a Mishnah Meret L'Biyah Psula. Let's just take Rashi's chat here. For simplicity's reasons. Inami, we could look at it the other way. Adkan lokama Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Hatam, Elabikidushin. Maybe Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that there's no problem, Mishtameret will be a psula, just because of Kedushin. I mean, Kedushin, very far away from actually sleeping with him. But a chuppah, I mean, the whole point of the chuppah is you're taking her to the house, I mean, this is mamish Mishtameret will be a psula. So a chuppah, which is kriva l'biya, so maybe everybody would agree that it does pasul. So I don't see, Rami Bar Chama says the Gemara, I don't see how you can argue that the two sugyas are necessarily interrelated. Maybe completely different standards. It could go either way. It's certainly not dependent one on the other. Now, if you want to tell me, Rami, that the din over here is dependent on a machlokas tanoim, it sure isn't the tanoim in our mission, as I just showed you. Because the case is not similar. You cannot extrapolate from the dinim of Kedusha to the dinim of Chuppah in either direction. If you're so desperate to find a machlokas tanoim, I can point one out to you. You want to say that it's a machlokas tanoim, I'll tell you which tanoim. It's the Hani tanoim. It's the upcoming Tanoim. Here is what you should have looked at. The Tanya. The Mishnah says like this. The Brisa says like this. Nisu zo v'zo. Kohen goes ahead and he takes a woman. So either he takes a woman, a ksheiros,
Either one, Zovazo, whether she's Kshera, she's Psula, doesn't matter. He went ahead and he married her. Or he went ahead and he took her to the chuppah, but he never was Baal her. Ochlot mishalova, ochlot betruma. She would continue to eat, which is crazy. Why would she continue to eat? Why would she continue to eat? Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment, what the case is. But we'll talk about the case in a moment. She would continue to eat truma, and if he was machnas or derechupah, she would also get support from her husband, even though she's asura now to him. Now, says the Gemara, wait a minute, wait. That's what you just said is completely impossible. What do you mean? Nisu or nichas alachupa v'lo nif? If she was nisu, then she's a chalola. But that's crazy. How could she be a chalas b'truma? Nobody would hold that. That's a nisu d'oraisa. What are we talking about over here? What do you mean nisu? Nisu mamash? Of course not. Elalav. So here's the deal. The meaning has to be that the word nichas alachupa v'lo nivlo is the definition of nisu. When I say nisu, what do I mean? I mean shenichlas alachupa, but lo nivala. Okay, katani ochlot mishalo, ochlot betruma. So the fact that she went to the chuppah does not passel her. Oh, sorry, I forgot what you were looking for. I thought you were just saying you love me. Right? So here we have the shita. You're looking for a shita that holds that bia does not pass. Okay? Here's a shita that says bia doesn't. I mean, a chuppah without bia doesn't pass. Here's a shita. It says, chuppah without bia doesn't pass. Hi, your taina. In what sense could she be? What's this? Ochalot mishalo. If she's psula, she certainly can't eat truma. I mean, what's it talking about? So the ochlot mishalo part would have to mean when he's not doing an iser. Tesis, he died. Now he died. Okay, so now he died. She's married him. So what's the status? He took her. He has to continue to support her. One is not either with the other. Why over here, if you hold the in chuppah lipsulais, why should she be ochlot mishalo? So the modern shows. And if she's not ochlot mishalo, says Taisa, she's ochelet mishalo, because taking her to the chuppah is certainly as good as of our zmanai of the 12 months. Because even according to the Mishnah Achareina that says, well, we're never going to let a woman that lives at home eat truma. Good, she doesn't live at home. She was in the class of the chuppah. So what's the chashash? That the Coke bottle is going to be of truma? We don't have to be chashash. It's going to be in her home. So they're going to let anybody go to the fridge if they're not a Kohen. So maybe we don't have that chashash. Therefore, why not ochelet mishalo? Other Rishonim don't like this. Why don't ochelet mishalo? That's because he's supposed to be machlis, or he's supposed to be megarisher. Okay, but this is what Tosfos says, that what we're talking about over here, since he was brought her to the chuppah, forget about the technical din of the chuppah. It does give her a din of nesuah. That's not the point. When he arrives, she would really be eating the erisin. The only reason we answered her was because of the gezeira of the coke bottle. There's another gezeira also. Maybe it'll turn out the whole thing was a mistake. Because if he ends up sleeping with her, he may find something he doesn't like about it, he'd know about it, whatever. Fine. Let's concentrate on the first one right now. So therefore, she would be ochelet mishalo. Okay. If there's no longer any issue, he's already dead. Or if she's kshera, then ochelet mishalo means a fin of a truva, she's ochelet michayim. That's not what concerns us right now. Rabbi Shmuel, so that's one shita. That it's considered to be as if she was not nivelish. It doesn't become possible. Rabbi Shmuel, and also Rabbi Yochanan Broch Omer, he says, now it's not so pashut. Kosha biyatam achilata, chupatam achilata. Now hold on a second. If he had been boiled her, and then he would have given her truma to eat, so then if he takes her to the chuppah gives her to eat. But in this case, for heaven's sakes, if he would have been Baal, he would have passed her from truma. So kosha ein biata ma'achilita, ma'achilata, ein chupata ma'achilata. So how can you say that she would be able to eat the truma. If he had been boiler, she would have been psula. Therefore, I say that the chuppah basically represents the bia. Even if she wasn't nivelas, it's based on bia. So over here, he seems to make an equivalence between chuppah and bia. Just going, now, wait, hold on a second. An equivalence between chuppah and bia, that's an awfully big leap. I mean, all that he's saying is, Dilmer Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, all he's saying is that she's mishtameres, that's all. He's saying, maybe I'll take Rabbi Meir, right? All he's saying is, look, Rabbi Meir holds the Kedushin alone from the moment of the Kedushin. Mi Kedushin is how it appears in Iksaviyat. Mi Kedushin. Lo Achla. From the time of Kedushin, she already isn't eating because she's mishtameres Rabbi Yitzula. So therefore, you can't, then things don't get better with the chuppah. And that's all that he's saying. What is this? This doesn't have anything to do with the machlokas about whether bia creates a new state of psul. There's nobody here that backs Rav at all. Right? I see somebody who backs Shmuel. I don't see a machlokas tonight that backs Rav. I mean, no, says the Gemara, of course you can't mean that, because then why would he have said it like that? What he's really saying is kosher in biata machilata in kiddushah or in kaspa. This ring, Aran Mekodeshuli, ain't going to help her out. That's all he's saying. He's not discussing really the chuppah, according to you. He's just saying if she was already mishtamer, it'll be a psula from the time of kiddushin. How's the chuppah going to help her? But according to that, then his problem is with the kiddushin. His problem is not with the chuppah. That's what you're saying. So then why doesn't Shmuel say that? Why doesn't Shmuel say, if I cannot sleep with her and give her truma if I do sleep with her, then I can't give her truma if I have been mekadesh her? Because that's what Rabbi Meir said. That doesn't bother me so much. Because kill Dilma Aydi Yomar Tanakama Chupa Omar Yunami Chupa. I mean, for the Tanakama, the whole point is that even the Chupa makes no difference. So the Tanakama spoke about the Chupa. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you call that a chuppah that's going to give her. She was already at Tzura from before. Because ain't be a tama chilatar. Chuppah is not going to make it better to be machiler. That's all that he meant. So the Maisa, we don't know that he's saying anything necessarily about the nature of Yesh Biel and Tzula. That's not the point. So the emphasis is we do not have a proof over here that there's a machlokas tanoim in which one backs Shmuel, one backs Rav. We only find backing for Shmuel. However, Omer of Amram, you guys didn't have the benefit of Rav Sheshes' brilliant view from the very Mishnah and Sota, from which he proves that there's definitely the Tana of the Mishnah holds Yesh Kupal Psulot, exactly what Rav was saying. And this Omilta, it was this that Omelon Rav Sheshes, V'anhirun l'yaynayim mimet mitim, he brightened our eyes, illuminated and enlightened us from a Beferish Mishnah. He says, I'll bet you never noticed. You must have read this Mishnah 1,000 times. And you never noticed that the Mishnah is predicated on the idea of Yesh Kupal Psulot. And that is the Raya to Rav that we were talking about, that there are two Tanoim. There's the Tan of this Mishnah, was the Tanakama. And, I mean, of the Bright was the Tanakama. And the following Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana Tuna. Our Tana, meaning our Tana here in Sota, says it. Here's the Mishnah. The woman answers to the Kohen, Amen, Amen. Why does she repeat Amen, Amen? So one is Amen, Shelo Satiti, Arusa, Nisua, Shemer Yavam, Uchnusa. The additional Amen comes to say that she is not only now taking the oath that she had not been mizana with this particular man that he's talking about in the case that I would have thought that it was already in the su'ah. The truth is, the Amen adds, even as an arusa, and even as a shomeret yavam, and even as a yavam aknusa, the dinim of sota apply across the board. Now, here is my dear, says Rav Sheshes. Explain to me what it means with the word arusa, okay? Arusa. So, I arusa hechidam. What's the case over here when it says that she is also accepting upon herself the Meisota in terms of problems of Znut during the period of Arusa. What's the case? Let's say now. He told her, look, I don't want you alone with this guy, before he even took her to the chuppah. And she went ahead and he stopped her. She now went alone with that guy. And he now is going to give her the water to drink. Arusa kamishtaya. An arusa cannot drink the mesota, by definition. It's the Ferish mission. Vatnan, arusa b'shomer yavan, lo shotot. There is no din of being, because it says tachat ishech. And tachat ishech means that you were there with your husband. These people have not been there with their husband yet. So therefore, forget about it. They cannot drink. However, they also don't get a ksuva. I mean, because if they go ahead and they're being nisteret, so it's their own fault that they lost the ksuva. They put themselves in a position of being unable to prove their innocence. At the same time, they knew that they were taking a chance with their ketubah the moment they were alone with this guy. So basically, they cost themselves their ketubah. But there's certainly no halacha to be shotot in Meisota. So lo shotot v'lo notot ketubah. Okay? Which means that the case of Arusa does not mean that she's going to drink the Meisota as an Arusa. That's not possible. Okay, so tell me what the case is. Case has got to be the koni lo shi Arusa. He tells her, don't be alone. She goes ahead and he stopped her, she was alone. And then he's going to be mashka her only as a nisua. So at that point, she's tachat isha. So he stopped her. The kamashka lakashi nisua, and she will be now beide herself by drinking the mine. And don't ask me, says Tosis, but wait a minute. Tachat ishek is kisati tachat ishek. I mean, over here, so what good is it to do the hashka'ah? Tosfos says there's an extra posik of ish that tells us that as long as b'shas hashka'ah, she's tachat isha, it's sufficient. Good. So let's say that's the case, okay? So now I'm being mashker tachat isha. Problem is, the water won't work. Why won't the water work? Because the water works only when he has the moral high ground, because it has to be the nikah ha'ish mi'avon. The Torah says, what do you think that means? Just that if he's a good boy, it's not his fault that she dropped dead. It means if he is a tzaddik, then he has a right to do this. Otherwise, it's not going to work. If there's no nikah ha'ish mi'avon, you're a big shot. Yeah. So if he did something wrong sexually, forget it. He can't have any katanas against her. Over here, he did.
By marrying her.
If it made her a nesua after she had been mekaner and she was distraught. So that's it. He's not allowed to marry her. So therefore, if it's talking about kamashka she nesua, mi botke leimaya batani v'nika ish mi'avon, only bizman she ish minukeha mi'avon amai botke et ishto. What do you think? That this is a chauvinist terror over here? The guy's got no moral high ground, but he's a male. No way. So if he's menuka mi'avon, fine. Ena ish menuka mi'avon, ena ma'avon kinat ishto. So that can't be the case either. No, so what's going on? So how does the Mishnah say, says Reb Sheshes? A case is Reb Sheshes' approach when he does this with the Mishnah. The Mishnah has to be built on assumptions that were unrecognized. So what could the case be? I'll tell you, my friend. Case is, he did take her to the chuppah, but he never slept with her. So he was minuka mi'avon. But she's called tachat ishech. Ha ha! So I proved to you that there's a chuppah, but there's no psul. Brilliant! Yesh chuppah l'psulot, exactly like Rob said. Beautiful. He's the yuk of the mission. This is just outrageous. He's so beautiful. Okay.
And so then it would be okay to take her to Rashba?
Yes, then she can drink, because she's tachat isha. She had a good chuppah.
And if the Kohen would say, what are you doing? He's like, no, I was a chuppah, but not nibble on it. Yeah, we make sure she's not nibble. That's what we make sure. Yeah, then I'll be able to marry her. Great. Wow.
So now we indeed have a machlokes tanoim and a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. On my rather own. Rav Sheshes thinks he's got all the loose ends tied up. Right. V'tizbra, the mitarastehi. You think you worked it out, huh? V'akiyasur of Akabar Chanina midaroma. But the problem is that you left out one little minor detail that destroys your whole case. Because the problem is that the braita that Rav Akabar Chanina brought up midaron was Atav Aitim Adita B'yadi that says, note that the Torah stresses, V'at kiseti takat ishev. Yes. You handled the takat ishev very nicely. The only problem is that you forgot the end of the pasuk. V'yitain ish bach et shechavto mibal adei ishev. Someone has slept with you besides your husband. But that proves that your husband had to have slept with you. If this guy is the first guy to be sleeping with her, he's not included in the din of Shaita. Since Ovir Mamonisha, if the husband had slept with her, so then he can't use the water. If the husband didn't sleep with her, then there's no din of Shaita. So no matter what you do, you don't have it worked out. So there's going to need to be another explanation anyway. So don't come telling me that you got a raya over here for Rob.
How come all these things that are lightening our eyes get knocked out?
This was such a good idea.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
So anyway, Mishikad Mashi Vadba Leboel. It's only going to work if her husband is her husband in the sense of literally being Boel. But Loshikad Mashi Vad Boel Lebal, the first man that this woman has slept with is her lover. So, I mean, what's the tanya now of the violation of the Baladei Sheikh? I'm Rami Barakama. Let's wait 1 second. We got to save this because it was so nice. It was so nice. I mean, although it was aimed against me, because basically, I mean, Rami Bar Chama thought it was our mission. Was saying, it's certainly not our mission. That's not the case. Okay, but this was really nice. I'll tell you, we can work it out. We can work it out. You know the old Beatles song.
Yeah.
We can work it out.
Here's
the problem. Mashkat hatla kigo. Sheba aleha. Arusa b'beit aviyah. You know, I'll tell you what happened over here. They stand at a little premarital sex.
Oh.
No, nishke fella. I mean, that's not called an avon, right? Okay. So basically, he had slept with her back in his father-in-law's house at the end of one of their dates, you know. So that way, it wasn't before the Baal. So the Baal got there first. So it's still mibaladei ishev. The nikah ish mi avon. He can use the water, and everything is worked out. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, but you're forgetting another very unpleasant piece of information. That the Mishnah, and of course this is another one of the beautiful interrelationships of Yibum to the overall questions of Arayas, that we just happened to mention in the vision of Sota, Amen, Amen, whether she's an Arusa, a Nesua, or a Shomeres Yavam of all crazy things, or a Knusa. Okay. I would like to know the case of the Shomeres Yavam, where she could be a Sota. Because if the guy slept with her, then she's not a Shomeres Yavam, she's his wife. And if he didn't sleep with her, there's no Mibaladei Sheikh. So you're not going to be able to answer it there. There for sure you're messed up. Right? What are you going to do there? So, excuse me, but the Kavata, yes, and the parallel case by the case of Shomeres Yavam would be that what? That he slept with her as a Yavama where she was Bebet Chamia, right? Then that's called a Shomer Yavam? Shomer Yavam Karita? Well, she's not a Shomer Yavam, then she's his wife. Ishtona Yayish, the Omar Rav Kanalako. A Yavam who sleeps with a Yavama, that's it. She's his wife, cross the board, nothing else to be discussed. Made for her, Nadorim, inherit her, takes over the place of the. Everything is Chal. So there, it breaks down. Oh, well, you know, that part we could always say it's kind of like Shmuel. I mean, Shmuel says, Lokana ledvar mamurim b'parasha. So she's not really his wife completely yet, until he's Baal.
Right.
And therefore,
but he was Baal,
right? You know, he has to be Baal, though the shame is just that we understand that there's a difference.
Okay.
Because we're talking about the Bia Gerua, right? Bein b'shegeg, bein b'mezid, that's where the machlokas was. So they were saying, look, if the intent wasn't to be Cana, you're just carrying on. That's amazing. We said over there, it was just to shame the pleasure, not to shame the mitzvah. So then, Enochinami to be a grua, it's not kaina. It's only kaina for dvarim amurim b'parasha, which is the path of the tzara. And to be yoresh the brother, but you can't be yoresh her, if it's kosher on the tummy, if it's giver truma, etc., etc., right? What kind of kore is
that?
No, he died. I just have no intention of taking her as a yavama now. We're just hanging out. I know she's muteris to me. So according to Shmuel, until he decides, okay, let's get her over with, I'll make her a wife, and then we don't want to have any fun. But he goes ahead and he makes her a wife. So at that point now, so fine, then he can be mashka her. But it's certainly talking about that he had already been makdim shtivat ha'baal to the boel, and called the seder. So we would still have a raya. Works out, according to Shmuel. Come on, man, works out according to Shmuel. We're trying to bring a raya for Rav. What are you telling me? It works out as a raya to Rav as long as you agree with Shmuel. That doesn't make sense. And you're trying to bring me a mission that fits Rob's approach. This ain't it. Yeah, okay, I mean, this is one point, that's another point, but I mean, the whole idea of it is we're trying to see how this Mishnah fits in with Rav. I mean, Midei, and Hutayim Elul Rav, the whole argument over here is that this Mishnah is going like Rav, and you're telling me, yeah, but you can't hold of Rav, you have to hold of Shmuel in order to have this Raya for Rav. No, I'm a Rav Kana Lachol. I thought the whole point of Rav is there is no way to have a Shomeris Yavam. So we're going to bring a riot from Rav, and Rav will have himself will have to say, no, I can't mean that. So how can you call her Shomeres Yavam? She's completely his wife. She is stuck. No. I still got another trick up my sleeve. The case of the Yavama could be talking about that you did Mimer. And if you altered Beit Shammai and you did Mimer, so now at this point there's two very different approaches that Rashi wants. Okay? If you hold the Beit Shammai and you did Maimer, and Beit Shammai Shita is that Ma'amar is Konek Yan Gamur, she's no longer a Yavama in the sense of being able to be Mityabenet, she now needs a chuppah. Because according to him, if Ma'amar is a real Kedushin, the Zika requires chuppah in terms of the Shomeres Yavam too. Therefore, this would be a case where indeed you played around with Beit Chamia, but you did Maimer. So over there, she needs a real chuppah. It's not going to help. And therefore, we could still call her Shomer Yavam, because I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, you haven't finished things up yet. And then you could be Mashker, but you didn't do any Abeira by sleeping with her, because she is your Yavama after all, so everything is very sweet and nice.
And you slept with her.
Yeah, and you slept with her, but you still need the chuppah. That's one approach. That's sort of a big kiddush that there is no Indian of calling her Yavama, that the chuppah is required. You took her out of the parsha of Yavama completely. The Zika now requires another approach. So Rashi has a completely different approach. And he says, but I think the real pshat is this. The case of Shomeret Yavam, where you said, you cannot be mashker because you couldn't have slept with her, Mamanashah. So if you didn't sleep with her, then you got a problem of Mibala Deyeshech. And if you did sleep with her, then she's not a Shomeret Yavam. The answer is, when it says over here, Yavama, I mean Shomeret Yavam, it doesn't mean a Shomeret Yavam that you slept with. It means Shomeret Yavam that you did Maimer to, which I'll leave it at Beit Shammai, is the full equivalent of giving her Kedushin. That's all. So, but you still don't have any suing. So you'll say, wait a minute, but you didn't sleep with her. Ah, but since she's a Yavama, what do you have to sleep with her for? The whole point is that you're taking the place of the brother. The brother slept with her. So that's not called Mibaladeshe. This is Mibaladeshe. You are your brother.
My eyes are
It's beautiful. Our eyes are lit indeed. So that could be the case. Therefore, it works out very well. Well, I mean, but if you gave Maimer, then it's an Arusa. I mean, why call her Shomer's Yava? She's a real Arusa. So Yochihanu Arusa. Oh, no, that bothers you. Come off it. And according to you, when it says Nisua u Knusa, go ahead. Explain how a Knusa is not a Nisua. This I got a year. A Knusa is by definition a Nisua. A Yavama that you ended up with being Miyabim is not called a Nisua. So what's the point of mentioning Nisua the Knusa? Lapchot Amilis is not all the same thing. So why is this any different than that? Mimer, you're saying, and Kedusha, it's all the same thing. Thank you very much. And so is Knusa and Nisua. Ella what? The Mishnah just wants to clarify. Look, there's two different ways of discussing this. There's discussing the sota in terms of the relationship to the through the brother, and there's discussing the sota through the relationship directly to yourself, right? Ela nisua means the day, his own wife. Kenusa means the woman that became his through someone else, his brother, who we're calling dechavre, another guy, meaning his brother. So the same thing would be true about the arusa. There's an arusa through a normal kedushin, that's arusa today. Then when it says shomer yavam, it's talking about shomer yavam that got minor, which is basically through his brother, because the baladei sheikh is in terms of the brother. So that's all. Look, you're right, it's semantical, but it's not only semantical, because it reflects a different level of relationship beneath the surface. And it's important for us to note. Alright, so therefore, don't try to attack this riot. It's nice. There's ways of making it work out. We do have a mission that seems supportive. If we're willing to say it's Ali Bida Beit Shammai, and we're talking about a case in which he made mine. Rav Papa says, not necessarily. I could say, now there's two ways of learning Rav Papa. One way of learning Rav Papa is, don't make such a big tumult out of it. It's fine anyway, without coming on to the Din of Beit Shammai. Because the whole thing that bothers you is the issue of how do you get to a situation of the Mibala Deishe. That's your problem. Not everybody holds to that. It's Haitanu, the Tanya, Ein Mekanin La La Rusa La Ashkota Kishi Arusa. It says over here you can give a kinui even though she is an arusa, but as long as you are mashka her as an isua. Now obviously, without telling me any additional information, the Tana is not concerned. This Tana must not be Dorish, those psukim that you were Dorish, that created the whole problem. The whole problem was, how did this happen? We can't get a case where it was boiler and so on. You don't necessarily need the BM. That's one approach. So that you have no problem with Rob. The other approach is,
I don't get it. This mission points to and Mikana Lalusa Lashkota.
Right, but you can be Mikana Lashkota Kishina Sua. So what about the other problems? How are you no-sayer? Where was the BM? Not a problem. Not a car. Menuka Miyavan. I need Menuka Miyavan. Did he say anything about needing Menuka Miyavan? Say a word about needing Menuka Miyavan. So fine, I took it to the chulp, I slept with her. What's your problem? Why can't I be mashka? This Tana didn't say a word about that. So there's a Tana that doesn't hold about Menuka Miyavan. So therefore we have a Begaladei Sheikh, we have an Isua, and this is the pshat that Rashi likes. So let's just stick with this, not to complicate matters. So therefore I don't need to come on to this whole complex analysis of the mission. Works out very simply. You created a problem, but it's not such a big problem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, you know, I don't know what you guys are thinking. You completely misunderstand the mission. The mission is not coming to tell me to be Derish, Amen, Amen, that she's accepting upon herself drinking the water for illicit relations that she had as an Arusa, as a Shomer Siyam. I mean, you've completely missed the point. There's nothing to do with it. He never gave her any kinui at all. He has the right, because he was Makaner, at one point, 10 years after they were engaged and had Kiddush. They've been living together as man and wife, Chuppah, 10 years. Now he's Makaner, this month. Comes and he takes her, she goes in, she's alone with the guy, comes in, and he says, you know what? I gotta know that you haven't been carrying on with this guy from before. Because now I don't know what to think anymore. I don't believe anything you tell me. Maybe when you used to go shopping every day, you were liaisoning with him. I want you to swear that you never had any relations with him. That's called Gilgo Shua. So once someone is chayav in a Shua, we have a halacha that even though you don't have a right to force somebody to make a Shua, but if anyway the Torah gave you rights, then you have a right to add things in that you feel. This is the marker of Gilgul Shua. I mean, you completely misunderstood. What are you looking for, a case where he was banned? He never was Mekaner. It's only Al Yaday Gilgul. That's the point.
What was the first Shua that he then...
The correct Shua is that when you were alone with this guy, did you sleep with him or not? Swear. I know you were alone. We have witnesses. What'd you do in there?
But he's saying that 10 years later, what's
the... Now he's saying, and by the way, while you swear about last week, what happened 10 years ago? I want you to swear about that also. She says, what do you mean you want me to swear? Maybe you want me to swear that I didn't use my cell phone overuse? He says, what? Okay. The attorney gave me a right to swear. To swear already.
But only one was the
visitor. But only one was off the din of the Seder. Yeah, Kinu and Steer was only for one. Sholach Rav Chanina, Shmeder Rav Yochanan. This is now the brilliant conclusion. This is absolutely stunning. The brilliant conclusion of taking the sugya that appeared to be entirely in terms of Suleis and flipping it around so that it applies to every case of Yibam. Because if you've got two brothers and one of them has done minor, for that matter, if you've got two brothers and you hold the Yezika, this woman is always mishtameret to be a psula.
Why?
Because the truth is that the Torah didn't take off the Zika just because of the mimer, right? It's only the rabban. So midiraisa, this woman is in line to sleep with your brother because of the Zika, but your brother's not allowed to sleep with her because you made mimer. So that means that every case of a yibam where there was a mimer is mishtameret to be a psula.
As long as there's a brother, it's pending.
It's pending. As long as there's a brother.
Yes, there
are
two brothers left.
Right?
The
no matter what happens, you're up the creek without a paddle.
The magnetic pull of the device.
So he sent this message. He says, look, once you hold this halacha, this is incredible. Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmei Rav Yochanan. I don't care. He may be a Kohen, she may be a Kohenna, she's been eating Truma her whole life, same amount of Shach, either she's back home or she's with him. No. She's a plus of not Truma. Now, wait a minute. Where'd you get this from? Hold on a second. Rabbi Meir? I mean, Rabbi Meir is the only one who says Mishtamer will be a Psula as possible, right? But the case of Rabbi Meir was a case of Mishtamer will be a Psula Midiraisa, was a case of a Kohen Gadol who was going to take an almana, and he had given kedushin to an almana. So there's Mishnah. I mean, where did Rabbi Meir say this? Halacha Mishnah to be a psula. Where? Midiraita. The Rabbanan, the Omer, what he said because of the case of Mimers, the Rabbanan created now a din that the brother's not allowed to sleep, but that's called Mishnah to be a psula, possible truma. Well, let's not exaggerate. And I mean, obviously, what? You're not talking like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's not a joke. I mean, even Mishtamer to be a psula diraita is not possible according to them. It would be achla. The rabbanon mi boy. I mean, there's nothing to even to discuss this case. Bechlam diraita. There's no problem. Ooh, that's true. That doesn't make sense. Maybe it was actually the exact opposite. The kiata rovin. Truth is, when rovin came, he said, "Asa b'maimer b'yivimto divrei akol achla." No, no. That for sure. We'll see later on. It's certainly not in that case. Everybody holds there's no problem of Mishtamer to be a Psula min Rabban. The problem would only be if he has a brother who's a halal. You see, if he's got a brother who's a halal, then we got a real problem. Because he's a perfectly kosher Kohen, right? But she is Mishtamer Labia with both of the brothers. One of the brothers is the son of a woman that was Psula. So now, since she's Mishtameret will be a Psula, a Halal is going to passel her from eating Truma. So, Divyakol, Ein HaChelet. You know where there is a Machlokas, that we'll see later on, a Machlokas in a case where a brother's two brothers, and one brother gave her a get. There you got a problem. That Rabbi Yochanan Omer HaChelet, Reish Lakish Omer Ein HaChelet. In that case, there indeed, we have a machlokas where a Kohen gives his Yavama, who is a Kohenetz. Now, Midiraisa, she's supposed to still get Yibam from this guy, because the Torah doesn't look at this get as meaningful at all. Right? But the Rabbanan gave it a din of a get, so she's not allowed to sleep with it. Now, here is an interesting case. if Lamaisa, he gave her a gift, and now he's supposed to be sleeping with her. So she is Mishtamerit to be Apsula because the get did not remove the Zika. So she still has to be a Yavama. But he created the situation where the very fact that she's a Yavama to him, he's not allowed to sleep with her.
The one who gave her the get?
Yeah. Because the get wasn't a real get because she was a Yavama. So it was only Drabon and that passed her for Yiva. But there's still a halacha to your eyes, he's got to be Miyavim her.
But he has a brother.
No brother. So here, she's Mishtamerit Labiya to him. Even if she had a brother, what's the difference? She's still Mishtamerit Labiya to him too.
But not Psula.
Why? To him it's Psula. If he gives her a get, he passes her. Right? Wouldn't matter one way or the other.
Why the brothers?
Not to the other brother.
What doesn't make any difference.
He
passels her. Okay. It makes no difference what the halach is to the other brother. Okay. She's still Mishtamerit to be a psula to him.
Exactly.
Okay. So therefore, you got a problem now of Mishtamerit to be a psula. There we have a machlokas. So Reish Lakish says, that's no good. Rabbi Yochanan says that's good. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll tell you why it's good. Ocheles, because even according to Rabbi Meir, holds it in Ocheles. That's because she's Mishtamerit Labiya Psula Midiraitza. What's the Psula Midiraitza over here? God gives a get to a Yavama, the Torah doesn't recognize that get. So as far as the Torah is concerned, this Kohen is marrying a perfectly kosher woman that he has a Chiyuv to marry. You're telling me that there it's called Labiya Psula Midiraitza. Where do we see that Rabbi Meir would pass him in Rabbana? The Rabbana Nachla. Someone's Mishtamerit Labiya Psula Midiraitza is not a problem. Was Reish Lakish Amar? Enochel. On the contrary, nobody in this case would hold that she should be Ochelet. Even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you would say, well, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, even in the case of a Diyaraita, Mishtamerit Labi Apsula B'Diyaraita, is meaningless. What's the problem? Right now, she's legally married, she hasn't been Nivelas, the guy is supposed to be Machil or Truma, if it's after the 12 months, and believe the Mishnah Rishon, according to Rashi, or the case where she's a Bas Kohen, hasn't been Nivelas, whichever case you learn. So over there, you would say, what do you mean? How could Reish Lakish suggest that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon are made it? I'll tell you, says Reish Lakish, because you're missing an important point. The reason that he is being Machil is because he is a Kohen, right? So what you can say is, look, I don't care about the fact that she's Mishtamerit Labiya that's a psula de Rabbanan. I don't even care if she's Mishtamerit for a biya that's psula de Raisa. Because he's a Kohen, it's not really a problem. So let him be Machil B'Truma. Have you ever heard of a Kohen who can be Machil his wife Truma by giving her a get? I mean, that's absurd. So what you would be saying over here is that in other cases, if it wouldn't be for the fact that she's Psula, he could always give her a get and give her Truma. What? All Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon were saying is that, look, if it wouldn't be for the problem that she's Asura-like, so he'd be able to give her Truma. So she hasn't been developed, so why can't he give her Truma now? But have you ever heard of a Kohen gives a get to his wife and gets Truma? So since over here the mechanism of the Psula is dafka something that would not be applicable in other cases, so Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would also agree. I mean, that this is ridiculous. If you say a man who gives a get to his wife is Machil or Truma, that we wouldn't say. So there's no way for him to give a get and use a get to feed Truma? And maybe you'll say, well, why not? I mean, if he would give her a get and she would go back home to daddy, then she would be able to eat Truma. Whereas as long as she was married to him, and she wouldn't be able to eat Truma. Maybe he's a Yisrael. So on the contrary, it is possible to be Machil by giving a get. Yeah, okay, come on. I mean, that's logistically it works out that way. It's not that the get is Machil. It's that the get removes that which stood in the way of her being able to be Ochel. That's all, right? So over there, what are we going to say? So therefore, this Kohen who would give a real get, she would be Choseret LeBeit Avia. So therefore, she should be Ochelet because of his get. God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was a Kohen.
Yeah, a Kohen. So what are you going to say? Hakanami Yeshua Akalaba Choseret. Choseret plus Kamine Vikrovalave Nasha. The reason that she eats then is because he's not in the picture. And now her father's in the picture. But over here, it's the other way around. Hagidabe. She's stuck with him. This is not a real get. You're going to be machal or through a get? So the whole thing makes no sense. That's Reish Lakish's time. But when it comes to the previous case, this was the machlokas that we referred to earlier. We said hakol noidim. We meant hakol noidim. Both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are both modig. The only place where they argue is the case where he gives her a get. But where she's mishtameret would be a psula. And over there, there was no way out of it. So everybody is made of it. And Achelas, if he's a halal, why? Because if he's a halal, he has no power to be ma'akil. Everybody agrees that. He's a czar. So of course we can't make that same argument. So there, everyone agrees that the question is not merely whether she's nifselet, al mishtameret l'bi apsula. It's whether she's nifselet within the context of a case in which he's able to be machil, or if it hadn't been for the fact that she was would be nifselet by being nivelas to him. But over here, if he's a halal, so then he's basically the equivalent of marrying a Yisrael. Then she can no longer eat the Truman of Einasha. There's nothing to discuss. Nobody would argue about that case, obviously. And the last piece of the Mishnah was that Nit Armala. What's wrong? You don't want to get to the Mishnah? We're almost at the Mishnah. No? If you don't want, I'll start.
I have no say.
Because I'm not here tomorrow morning.
Okay,
let's go. So let me just get to the Mishnah. Nit, our last piece of the Mishnah. You know what? I'll even start at the back.